STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
My wife recently asked me, "How do you stay positive when change seems impossible?" Now, her question caught me off guard. I had just returned from working in Beirut, Lebanon, training Egyptian Christians in theology and apologetics. And although my training and overall trip went great, I shared with her a story that had troubled me. Now, what it was is, during my teaching on abortion, I had felt significant opposition from the Christians that I was teaching. Now, although the Egyptian Christians I was teaching are pro-life, it's difficult for them to oppose abortion in the instance of rape for two particular reasons. One is that women who are raped in Egypt, and in fact, and sometimes in many Muslim countries, these women who are raped are often blamed for the incident. And so what ends up happening is that they're harassed, and in extreme cases, they're murdered for shaming their family. And the second reason is that adoption is not allowed in Egypt because Islam as a religion forbids it. Now, this results in a dilemma. Because if a woman is raped and gets pregnant, then she can have an abortion, but this, of course, means killing her unborn child. Or she can decide to carry the child to term, but then she risks losing her own life and the life of her unborn child. Plus, she can't place her child for adoption. And so both she and her child will be ostracized for life. Now, the solution then is to either change Egyptian law to allow for adoption or change Egyptian mentality to nurture women who are raped. Unfortunately, neither option is plausible. And so this left my wife wondering, well, man, when you hear this stuff, how do you remain positive? And so let me kind of offer to you what I told her. I said the key is to know how to measure success. You see, I don't measure or determine success based on results, but rather on faithfulness. And here's what I mean by that. If I were to measure my success merely on results, for example, like minds changed, or souls saved, or abortion being made illegal, or whatever it might be, then I could easily become discouraged. Now, certainly I can identify individual quote-unquote victories, where I've changed minds on abortion, or convinced people that God exists, or led people even to Christ. But overall, I've, you know, quote-unquote failed more times than I've succeeded to achieve those kinds of results. Now, perhaps you would say the same about yourself. Does that make us failures? Well, I don't believe it does at all. In fact, I'd say we're not evaluated on the results, on convicting hearts or changing minds or saving souls. That's God's job. Our measure of success is different, though. We're to be faithful ambassadors for Christ. We should strive to be effective communicators of the truth. And that's how I measure success. I ask myself the questions. I say, did I articulate God's message in a clear and winsome way? Was I honest, persuasive, and gracious? If so, I succeeded. And since my role is different than God's, how I measure success is different too. Now, when I was teaching the Egyptians about abortion, I explained to them that abortion, even in the case of rape, was not justified. And although it was difficult for them to accept this, it was not because the pro-life view, for example, was morally mistaken. The problem was Egyptian culture. They didn't allow adoption and they didn't care for women who were raped. So my solution was this: change the culture. Now, even as the words came out of my mouth when I was speaking that day in Lebanon to these Egyptians, I was laughing in my mind. I'm thinking, yeah, sure, change 1,400 years of Islamic culture. Who am I kidding? Now, did it sound like an impossible task? Yes. But it didn't make the imperative to be salt and light any less urgent. And I told them I, too, face insurmountable odds back in the United States. For example, I'm committed to end the injustice of abortion as one of the things that I do here at Stand to Reason. Now, that's an abortion, though, is an institution that's been legally entrenched in U.S. law for over 40 years. It's a right many Americans expect. So who am I to think that I'll change the culture on this issue? Now, if I only focused on that result, I'd get discouraged. Instead, I focus on being faithful, which is all that God asks of me, and I leave the results up to Him. So whether my Egyptian students make adoption legal or whether I make abortion illegal isn't how success is measured. Certainly it would be good news if either occurred. However, ambassadors of Christ are measured by their faithfulness to do their part, no matter the odds, no matter the outcome.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.